USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The fog of war dominates Russia's aggression against its Ukrainian neighbor. Reports out of Eastern Europe have made one thing clear. Death and destruction is taking place. Russian President Vladimir Putin has taken to TV to threaten any other nation that interferes.
For those who could be tempted to intervene from outside, whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so, to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden is taking to TV to impose sanctions.
We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
Thursday's sanctions are aimed at crippling the Russian economy, its financial institutions, and its access to technology. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Major League Baseball is playing hardball with the Players Union as the season looms.
Major League Baseball has stated they will begin canceling regular season games if the league and Major League Baseball Players Association can't come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement by Monday. The games will not be made up and players would not be paid full season salaries. Major League Baseball said a deadline is a deadline, missed games are missed games, and salaries will absolutely not be paid for those games. It is the first time Major League Baseball has publicly said it would shorten the season if a new deal isn't reached by the deadline. Citing health concerns, the league said it wants about 4 weeks of spring training, hence its Monday deadline. Opening day was initially scheduled for March 31st. The sides remain far apart on a new agreement. The union is likely to pull expanded playoffs off the table if players can't be paid for a full season salary. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
After beginning the invasion of Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened any country that interferes an immediate response with the likes they have never seen before. Some have speculated Putin is threatening a nuclear option. Then again, Western allies have used the same language when describing the sanctions to be imposed against him and his countrymen. Jason Beardsley is the National Director of the Association of the United States Navy. He tells Fox News the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we, first of all, have to take him seriously. Vladimir Putin is saying this after having committed this violent atrocity rolling into the Ukraine. He's made good on that promise. He has to be condemned. He has been condemned by the world. So right now, he doesn't have much to lose. Don't forget, though, our rhetoric is similar. You know, we threaten sanctions that they've never seen before. You see what has happened since then. The European Union has not been able to stick those at a significant degree. So I think what President Putin has done is he's made a very serious threat. We don't know the level or the extent he's willing to go, but we should be very careful and cautious about trying to ratchet up the rhetoric here.
President Biden has reached a decision on his first nominee to the Supreme Court with his selection of the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court, set to be revealed as soon as today. It was 2 years ago today Biden made his initial pledge to choose the first black American female justice during a 2020 primary debate in South Carolina. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.